Hello everyone, it's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Today we're going to take a look at a very unique gadget. I love this thing. It is called a USB monitor. Stay tuned.
He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. We are on show number 244. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have a good show for you today, a lot of new stuff, and we're going to take a look in a couple minutes at what I call it's a USB monitor, and what a handy device to have. So stay tuned. We'll have a good look at that. I want to start the show off by saying you can watch the Gadget Professor show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, of course, by just going to our webpage. And when you do that, you're going to just scroll down and you'll actually see the show right there, so you can watch it on any browser. You can also subscribe to the show using iTunes. That's very simple to do. And last but not least, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Also, if you're on our webpage, you probably want to subscribe to our newsletter. That's on the right-hand side right there. If you click that newsletter button, it's going to ask you to put your username, to actually put your email address in. And what will happen is every Thursday evening, as soon as this show is posted in your in-basket, you will get a show note page, which is literally a listing of everything that we talked about in the show, and it's all hot links. So all you got to do is click on that. And you can also follow us on Facebook. And last but not least, I just said that, but anyway, you can follow me on Twitter, and that would be at Gadget Professor. If you follow us on Facebook, I periodically post these crazy things like the carrot top that I ran into. So it's a lot of fun. So, okay, let's get right into the show. This is kind of sad, but it just shows you the power of getting hacked. Home Depot was hacked, I think, in 2004, and it's now going to pay $19.5 million, that's with an M, $19.5 million, after their major data breach in 2014. The home improvement retailer will set up a $13 million fund to reimburse shoppers for out-of-pocket losses and spend at least $6.5 million to fund cardholder identity protection services. So if you were part of that massive hack, all you have to do is contact the Home Depot. They have a special department to take care of this, and you will get, I'm sure, free credit watch, and I don't know what else, but it's a sad thing when you get hacked like that. It really is. So here's another preposterous thing, but I've known this for a while. Looks like even your fingerprint can be hacked. That's right. If you think you can get into you're the only one that can get into your iPhone or your iPad by using your fingerprint, that's not correct. So you've got rid of your password numbers or your codes, and you're going totally with the fingerprint. Well, it turns out that your fingerprint can be hacked, and quite easily. You can use an inkjet printer, and there's an article here about that, or what I tried last week, and I don't want to take the time to do it here, but I just took a piece of silly putty and just put my finger in it, made my fingerprint, and boom. Next thing I know, I just laid it on top of the glass surface on my iPhone, and that was it. I was in. So your fingerprint is not as safe as you think. Now, you're thinking, well, I'm never going to put my finger in Play-Doh or Silly Putty so no one can get my fingerprint. It's not quite exactly the truth. With the techniques today, anything that you touch, someone who knows what they're doing can very easily actually go in and get that fingerprint that you were touching the copy machine or whatever it may be, and make a mold out of it, and with not too much trouble get into your phone. So I think if you're interested in that, you may want to read this article. Now, this week I had an unusual occurrence, but I was caught off guard, but I was totally prepared for the call. I was actually with my mother, who was visiting me for about 2 months from Scranton, Pennsylvania. She just left last week, but we were out to dinner, and it was early. It was probably about 4 o'clock, and my cell phone rang, and I said hello, and they asked if I was Don Bain. I said yeah, and they said they're calling from the Microsoft security office, and my computer has been hacked, and my server has been breached. Well, and they're like, what? And then clearly I don't have a server in my home, so something was not right. And most of all, Microsoft does not call you. Trust me, Microsoft will never call you unless you're expecting a call and have had correspondence with someone within the company. So I immediately knew that it was a scam, and I kind of told the guy off and immediately hung up and then went back and blocked the number from calling me again. But I do have a couple friends that actually were not computer knowledgeable. They got that same call or a similar call, and they ended up giving the person the username, the ID, the whole bit, and then they went back to their house and they allowed the person to log in, and they said everything was fixed. And then the next day when they came back on their machine, they had put some horrible assaultware, I don't know what else to call it, but it was not your typical virus. But in any event, you couldn't get on their machine. You had to call a number. I had done an episode about this a couple of weeks ago. So if someone calls you from Microsoft, trust me, it's a baloney call. Just hang up, all right? Here's a whole article on the phone call scams claiming to be Microsoft. So I'm not the only one that has these types of calls. It's definitely out there. Let's get into some apps. This app is absolutely cool. You'll have a lot of fun playing with this, I guarantee it. This is called Polarr. It's P-O-L-A-R-R. And this is a free app. They give you like a free trial version. It doesn't do everything that the full version does, that the paid version will do. But nevertheless, it's very cool. And I think after you use it a couple times, you're going to want to buy the app. And it's not that expensive. But basically, on the left-hand side of the screen, there's your photograph. And they have different versions of the same photograph. So this is called Icy. This is called Lit. This is called Low Key. This is called Kappa. But if you basically go on to this particular image and you want to change the tint, you can just scroll right here, and as you can see, that the tint is changing. If you want the vibrance to change, right now it's set to 44. You can take the vibrance off. You can increase the vibrance. You can increase the saturation. You can do all kinds of crazy things, and your results are instantaneous. So this is a very, very nice app. It's very easy to use, and it will definitely give you a lot of pleasure and your kids a lot of fun to really sharpen up and go crazy on your photographs. So definitely check that out. It's called Polarr, and again, it will be in the show notes. Here's another app that I think you'll find interesting. It's called Aura. That's A-U-R-A. And this app basically will play ambient sounds while you're doing your work. So it will create soothing forest sounds, relaxing atmospheric conditions, cuckoos, rooks, crows, water, wind noise, and a whole lot more. It's actually a fun app, and kind of takes your mind off things. If you're really working on something intense and just want to kind of relax a little bit while you're working, you may enjoy this. It's totally free, so check that out. It will be in the show notes. This is another great app, and I use this all the time, and it's free, and I think they could charge a lot of money for this. I really like this. It's called Alumware Actions, to be technical. And what this will do, and the screen is intentionally like this, that's why it's blurry, it's not me, but this program basically will allow you to perform all kinds of functions that you typically perform by hand strokes, by keystrokes. So this will basically automate any selection of keys or keystrokes that you want. So if you wanted to encrypt your email, decrypt your text, download something, email a screenshot, you can get that all done by just selecting what keys you want to do that, and make a hotkey, and you'll just hit like Control Alt R, I'm making that up, and that will take a picture and automatically email it to someone. All I have to do is enter the email address. So anything that you want to automate, this will do for you, and it's simple to do. It's very easy to do. I would say you'll have this program up and running in about 10 minutes. That's how easy it is. So this is called Alumware Actions. This is the light version. They do have a paid version, which obviously gives you a lot more functionality. But if you're looking for something to do automation for you, this is a good place to start, and I think you'll really like this app. I really do. Now, here's another photo app that is fantastic. And if you're into HDR, that's high definition photography, this will take your photographs and allow you through your browser to make these things look really nice, these photographs. And these were all touched up with HDR using machinery. So this is a free app. It will go right onto your browser, and you can see there's some really nice effects that were created here. They also have a newsletter that you could sign up for free, but they also have a free trial, and they have the actual app. This is well worth it. I have used this now for about 2 weeks, and it's really nice. Also, Machinery HDR has a tutorial on their site and a lot of samples. So before you buy it, you get to really try it out and also see a lot of other people who have used this and produced absolutely fantastic results. And, you know, if your kids are going crazy, you need something worthwhile to do. Photography is a wonderful hobby, and it's very relaxing. And I shoot all the time. I've been shooting for a lot of years, and it's really fun stuff. So check that out. I think you'll enjoy that. Here's an app that everybody wants to try. Trust me, you want to try this one out. This is called Altaleer Web, and this is a firewall tester. And what it will do is it will actually put viruses on your machine. It really doesn't put viruses, it's malware, but it will see if it could penetrate the security that's on your computer. And if it does, it will give you a report. It really doesn't put any malware on there, but it tests to see how well your computer will stand up. So if you're kind of iffy on that, this is a well worthwhile app to try. It's totally free, and it's really used to test the security of your system against malware. So I would urge you to try this out and really give a test to your personal firewall and see how it stands up against it. I passed the test. I'm glad. But definitely check that out. It's really an interesting app, and they make a couple different ones. So again, this will be on the show notes, and you can go and see what other apps they have. They have a lot of free applications to do testing on, and I think you'll enjoy that for sure. And I get asked for this all the time, and I'm always reluctant to recommend something. So I tried this out about 6 months now, and it works pretty good. So if you want a backup and recovery system for your computer, you want to take a look at Paragon. They make Recovery 14. That's the only one that I'm aware of that's totally free. Take complete control of your PC's safety. Create a backup of your data today based on solid commercial backup and recovery software from Paragon. The new Backup and Recovery 14 free edition will give you a rich set of features that you can trust. It's got a 5-star rating. You completely back up your system. You'll create an exact copy of your PC, including the operating system, applications, and user settings, as well as all your data. So this will give you an entire backup of your system for free. Paragon's been around for a while. They know what they're doing. This will also give you a complete restore function. So that is, if you're unfortunate that you lost everything and you were fortunate enough to have a backup recovery system, this will also provide you with the software that will go in and pick up your backup copy wherever you have that loaded, and it will restore everything, recover all your files. So a very handy, very important type of program. If you don't have a backup system, there's no excuse now. This one is totally free, and it works quite well. I think you'll be very happy with it. You can't beat the price. All right, let's get into the gadget of the day. This is a cool gadget. It's made by AOC, and essentially what it is, it's a 16-inch USB monitor, and it has some great functionality. The reason you saw it blink is because I kind of bent the cord as I picked this up, but this is what the monitor looks like. It's 16 inches, and it will work either in the vertical or the horizontal format. So you can go vertical or horizontal. Yes, every time I move it from vertical or horizontal or vice versa, the screen does black out, but it comes right back. It's just a way of the there's a switch inside here that lets it know you've got to change to vertical or horizontal format. So I just changed it again. On the back of the unit, there's a kickstand, and the kickstand will work as in a horizontal mode, or of course, I hate when it blacks out, but what can I do? Or the vertical mode. All right. The other thing that it has is a jack, and you get the cord supplied with the unit to plug in. It's a USB type of connector that plugs into the back of it. There are no power cords because this is totally USB. So what you are going to do is essentially plug this unit into any free USB port. It doesn't matter whether it's a Mac or a PC or a Linux. pretty much anything that has a browser on it, if you will, or has a USB port, I should say, this will give you a second or a third monitor. You can hook up three or four of these. You're going to get to the point where the USB won't supply the voltage to this, but there's no on and off switch. There's literally no drivers, although I will say you get a disk that has the drivers on it. I'm using Windows 10 right now, and there is no driver for Windows 10. And it said, don't use this device without the proper drivers. In any event, Windows 10 is definitely plug and play. I plugged it in, and about 3 seconds later, it actually saw the monitor. Now, as I said, the size is 16-inch. It weighs about 2 pounds, certainly not any more than that. It's 16-inch monitor, and the resolution is 1366 by 768. So it's definitely a high-def monitor. This particular model is the 1649 FWU, and I have put it through its paces, and it's really nice. So clearly right now we are in the horizontal viewing mode, and I'm going to collapse the screen down. It's already plugged into my computer right now, and I'm actually going to take this and throw it over there, and as you can see, there I am. So I can actually get my cursor, and I'm working backwards, upside down to do this. I don't know if I'll be able to actually see my cursor here. Oh, there it is. So I'm going to carefully go over here and click this, and there you'll see I now have two monitors. So if I were to turn the camera around, I have one screen on screen one, and this is showing me screen two. If I want to go vertical, it will black out for a second, and boom, it comes right back up. So now you have two working monitors, and it's so simple to use. Now, another great application for this particular device is if you're on the go, just fold down the kickstand on the back, unplug the wire, put it in your briefcase, and now you have a spare monitor. And that's real handy if you want to give a presentation on your laptop, let's say, and you want the laptop facing you. You can actually have this second monitor, the second monitor facing the client or whoever you're presenting to around your tabletop, and it works real nice. It's very light. It will fit in your briefcase, so it's a wonderful spare monitor. There is no sound with it, so don't expect to get sound from that particular monitor. You would get that from your laptop or your desktop or whatever. Again, it works on the Linux platform, the PC, the Mac, any kind of laptop that you have. It works really well, first time, every time, and I am very pleased with it. The screen is definitely high def. It's not the best screen, but it's certainly functional, and I would have no problems taking it with me on a presentation. In terms of cost, Amazon is up here now, and they're selling this for $139.95. Call it $140. But for $140, you're really getting a cool monitor. That said, if you do a little shopping around on the internet and you Google this, you will find many places selling a refurbished unit, which is what I just showed you. And I picked that up for $60. And for $60, you got to do that all day long. The functionality is fantastic. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. I will see everybody next Thursday. Have a great week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.